Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Good to have you back with me. Mr. Alphonse Mouzon is helping us get the day started with a song entitled Without a Reason. A melody that is both beautiful and powerful. All right, let me tell you what we're going to be talking about today. Yes, indeed, I think it's going to be a great day. We're going to focus on how to strengthen ourselves as individuals. I'm going to be sharing just various tips on building ourselves as individuals, sharing some information that probably we all know about, but may not give as much attention to as we should. How to strengthen ourselves as individuals. And here's where I want to start. How about when it comes to embracing truth? You know, one of the most exciting things, and I say this, ladies and gentlemen, I am not being sarcastic or facetious. I mean it when I say one of the most exciting things we can do, one of the most fun things we can do when it becomes a lifestyle, is to pursue truth. It can be challenging because there can be so much stuff to wade through in order to get to the truth. You know, sometimes folks are giving you some of the information, but not all the information. They're presenting one side. Or one aspect. There may be 3, 4, 5 aspects of an issue to consider in order to know what's really going on. And speaking of what's really going on, that's what we're talking about. When we talk about truth, we're simply saying, what is the reality of the situation? And so if we pursue discovering the reality of the situation, looking at an issue with all of its facets, then we've discovered truth, and it can help us in our decision making. Very often, as we know, this is no secret, when we're dealing with issues, people can present, you know, a lot of times folks have an agenda. And I say a lot of times because think about this now. If a person comes to you and they're presenting their position, they already know how they want to sway your thinking. And they want you, of course, to side with them. They've chosen a position that's really not a good position. But they want you to come on their side and join them anyway, because they have an agenda. So they give you just the information, only the aspects of the issue that they want you to know about, so that that information, that partial information, will hopefully influence you to think the way they want you to think, so that you will side with them. They have an agenda. But check this out. If a person presents all the aspects of the situation and says, now you decide which way is the right way to go, they too have an agenda. It's just that they're not being sinister. They're simply coming into you and they're trying to present all of the aspects of the issue to you, all the facts, enough that you can truly be well informed as to what the issue is really about. And then you decide what position you're going to take. And they're hoping that you will take the side of what's right, after having been well informed. They too have an agenda. It's just not a sinister one. truth, pursue truth in your relationships, ladies and gentlemen. And I would say even when your boyfriend and girlfriend at that stage start practicing the pursuit of truth, because that will increase the chances, doesn't guarantee, but that will increase the chances that when you get married and you become someone's spouse, you'll still be developing, you'll still be doing what you developed the habit of doing, pursuing truth. So it can be very easy to get into a position where we say, well, you know what? This isn't going to hurt anything, so I'm definitely not going to say what really happened. I may say nothing at all, or I may twist this just a little bit so that part of what I say is true and part of what I say is not true. At least part of it is true. Mm-mm. It's a whole lot better to just practice honesty, practice being people of integrity. Now, admittedly, it can take some courage to be a person of honesty, a person of integrity, a person who tells the truth. A lot of people think about the possible consequences, the ramifications of telling the truth. I can dig it, but check this out. There are going to be ramifications, or there can be ramifications, whether we tell the truth or a lie. Yeah, the truth isn't the only way to go and possibly see some consequences. We can lie, and there can be consequences. Pursue truth. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I met with so-and-so because, and give the real reason why. I know it can be somewhat exciting for some people, intriguing for some people. And one way or another, rewarding. It's not a good reward, but rewarding. To be dishonest, to be deceitful, and see how that goes. But it can be very, very rewarding being honest. Now, what if we were to put with the honesty deal, being faithful? Yeah, so that, I mean, because you think about it now, even as teenagers, if we choose to be, we can be faithful to the person we're dating. We can be. Is everyone? No. Is everyone unfaithful? No. It's all about choice. So we can choose to be faithful. Very often, to the extent that we choose to be faithful, it becomes easier to be honest. One of the things that people will frequently lie about when it comes to their intimate relationships is their unfaithfulness. So if we're not being unfaithful to our loved one, to our special someone, we're making it that much easier to be honest with them. How about when you're dating and either you're thinking about becoming engaged or you have become engaged and you all decide you really do need to go ahead, sit down, have some hearts to hearts. Probably one just won't do it. You might need to have several heart-to-heart conversations where you really talk about who you are. Each of you talks about who you are and be for real. Okay, this is who I am really. This is what I've really done in my life. This is what I'm proud of. This is what I'm ashamed of. These are my plans. These are my hopes. These are my dreams. These are my goals. And part of that dreaming may entail having children. Well, we need to get that out there. We need to let that be known. Find out if you're both on the same page. Rather than, you know, if you've heard the person you're interested in suggest that he or she may not want children, you withhold that information, or worse yet, lie and say, no, I'm not interested in having children. And you be thinking, once we're married, I'll be able to persuade my special someone to agree with me that we will have children. And I'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Go ahead, talk with each other. Think about the pressure that you're relieving by being honest, being open, and talking about it. This is what I've done, and I'm not proud of it. I truly regret it, and I'm working to overcome the consequences of it even now. There are some secrets that your special someone needs to be let in on, because some of this has to do with making sure that they exercise their right to make a well-informed decision as to whether or not the two of you are truly compatible. Do they think you would truly be a good fit, not just as boyfriend, girlfriend, not just as fiancés, but also as husband, wife? Oh, how many couples have just found that all kinds of drama entered into the relationship because of secrets kept that should have been information that should have been shared before going to the altar or jumping the broom, whatever you did. Yeah, pursue truth. You got all those secrets, you're hiding skeletons in the closet. That takes energy. And it's not a good use of energy. I tell you, when you're spending energy day in and day out, week after week, month after month, year after year, hiding skeletons, ladies and gentlemen, you'd be surprised at how much emotional energy, how much mental energy, how much spiritual energy you're burning in a wasteful way. Almost having your energy literally work against you. No, go ahead and pursue truth, openness, honesty. Talk about what's going on. Talk about what has happened. I hear people saying, I hear you loud and clear. No, there are just some things person just didn't need to know. Okay, I'll go along with that. There are some things that a person truly does not need to know, in the sense that whether they know it or not, it won't make any difference whatsoever in the relationship. There's something that used to be a part of a person's lifestyle, but they have truly changed. And there's no chance that the type of person they used to be that enabled them to do the things that they did, that they're now ashamed of, don't even like thinking about. If they have changed so dramatically that there's no way they will ever become that person again, maybe it doesn't need to be discussed. But you need to give that a lot of thought, because a lot of times people don't really even think through whether or not it's going to be more beneficial to withhold this or to share it. Think it through. Looking for possible consequences if it's not shared. Sometimes surprises pop up, don't they? Yeah, so if we're pursuing truth, sometimes we're reducing the probability of drama entering into the scene. That's a benefit. Reduced incidence of drama? Wow. And just by being honest. Something as simple as being honest. If a person asks you now, if that person you're dating, that person you're engaged to asks the question, or newlywed, or been wed a while, if they ask the question, you need to go ahead and let the cat out of the bag. You need to talk. So here you go. Ways to build yourselves up. Notice this. We're talking about being faithful to your special someone. We're talking about being honest as a way of life, whether it's at work, whether it's at home. Being honest, being people of integrity. Notice how all of that has to do with character building. Yes, building good character. How many of us feel better about ourselves by building good character than when we're building character that we'd rather people not even be aware of? The real us, talking about ways to build us up. And why? Part of the why is, part of the answer to the why is, we may find that we actually like ourselves more. I'll be right back.